Hi, sir. How are you? Well, good morning to you, and welcome to UPI, or as we like to call it, Ultrasound Pleasure Incorporated. Yes, happy Monday. Yep, you're my first appointment of the week. As you may have heard through the grapevine, our responsibility is to conduct the most accurate ultrasound imaging that we can, the most, you know, up-to-date machinery and technology, and, you know, we strive to do our best to make this process as pleasurable and as easy as possible. Can you please just tell me your name and birth date? Okay, thank you. That does seem to be in order. Let me just quickly grab your chart. Oh, where is that? Oh, I just had... Oh, here it is. Okay, perfect. That's great. Here it is. And why are you visiting UPI today? Okay, yes, I see. You don't have to be embarrassed. Don't. I hear it. I see this and I hear it every day, so there's nothing to be embarrassed about or be nervous about. You can feel comfortable with me and just at ease. I promise you that. So it's for an ultrasound on your groin. Let me just take a look in your chart. Yes. Okay. That is interesting. Your file says that you took a very large amount of Viagra last week, and my specialist says that it looks like you may have damaged it or maybe pulled a muscle in your groin, so that is a shame. Sorry. I'm not laughing at you. I'm not. But can I just make an observation here, sir? The recipient of your sexual services must have been very satisfied. Oh no, sir. Here at UPI, we don't view these comments offensive or inappropriate. Mm-mm. In fact, we really like to be just as playful as we can with our clients. Yeah, we pride ourselves on offering an extremely, shall I say, hands-on service. Okay, now, before I begin the procedure, do you have questions for me? Oh, you want to know about my uniform. Well, what specifically do you want to know? Oh no, sir. It's not a violation of our dress code. In fact, this is our dress code. Yeah, company policy states that all female technicians must wear a tight white lab coat, as you see, with absolutely nothing underneath. B, these high heels. C, black fishnet tights, and D, now this is very important, and no panties. The first three items are designed for, shall we say, convenience and pleasure of our male customers, and the final item, the absence of panties, is for the gratification of the female technicians in case they wish to avail themselves of carnal enjoyment. What do I mean? Sir, we'll just have to wait to find out. However, if sir would prefer to be attended to by a male technician, I can surely find one to conduct this procedure. No? Sir would prefer that I stay. Oh, that's lovely. Okay. One final detail. Sir, would you prefer a female technician who is completely shaved, or is the presence of pubic hair acceptable to you? It is. That's excellent. I find a small landing strip and an accompanying coating of hair on me to open up, shall we say, possibilities. Now, if Sir could just sign this disclaimer, it's purely a formality. This indemnifies ultrasound pleasure against a lawsuit in the event of a catastrophic event. Such as, during our procedures, we have had gentlemen who sustained climaxes so intense that, they inform us that their wives and partners are unable to reproduce such an exquisite level of satisfaction. In fact, our rate of return treatment visits from gentlemen clients, it's the highest in the city, and if an appointment is desperately needed for other than strictly medical reasons, then we do offer the option. It's a substantially higher rate. Of course, a gentleman visiting our facility for purely recreational purposes. Now, if Sir could just lie back on this table, we can begin the procedure. Okay. Okay. Ready? Okay, let me just put your chart down. Yes. Oopsie. I'm dropping everything. I'm so sorry, sir. Hold on just one second. Let me just bend down and grab this chart. Oh, okay. Here we go. All right. Okay, here we go. Sorry, sir. I'm so sorry. I'm clumsy today. Okay. Now, my attention is all on you. Okay, sir. First, could you please unbuckle your belt for me? That's great. Thank you. And perhaps Sir could just undo the top button of his pants. Okay, now I'm just going to get this warm gel. Yes, nice and warm. Okay, so let's see. So I'm going to apply some of this warm gel into Sir's stomach. Sir has nicely toned up her body. Oh, does that tickle? No? Does Sir find this pleasant? Yes. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Okay, it seems these preliminary images reveal some possible nerve damage. Okay, let's see. I guess it's hard for you to see, but just look up here. There's just a little bit. You see these little dark areas right here? Oh, you don't care? Okay, we'll just keep going. Okay, further down in the groin area, would Sir be amenable to removing his pants? He may retain his briefs. Yes. That's excellent. Ah, now we're getting some good images. Although, I think those briefs may be causing an obscuring, loss of resolution and image quality. Yes. Okay, may I slide off Sir's briefs? Yes. Yes, please. Oh my. Sir is quite emphatic in his response. I'm so glad Sir is enjoying this. Could Sir just lift his leg so I can slip his briefs over his feet? Yes. Thank you so much. You are most agreeable client. Now, in order to gauge accurately the extent of Sir's injuries, we will need to induce an erection. Is that acceptable to you, sir? The firmer the erection, the better we are able to assess the stress points. There are 3 techniques we implement for this part of the procedure. First, could Sir stretch his legs out as wide as he can? We need the greatest area of access possible. Oh, excellent job, Sir. Oh, that's perfect. Second, we apply warm gel. A little more of this gel, sir. Let me just get it here. So the underside of Sir's balls. Is that permissible? I can see that Sir finds that prospect most diverting. Thirdly, while I stroke and fondle Sir's balls, I ask permission to kiss Sir. Would Sir be compliant? Would Sir be willing for him and I, the two of us, to kiss each other softly? Furthermore, we find that gentlemen are most relaxed at this point in the procedure when they say our name. So, from this point, sir, they call me by my name. Victoria. Here, my name is on this tag. It's pinned to my blouse. So, I wonder if, as I kiss you, sir, as I kiss Sir and massage his balls, which are so tight, by the way, Sir could address me as Miss Victoria. Our company handbook is extremely emphatic on this point. Also, it would be remiss of me not to mention that company policy requires gentlemen clients to beg their technician to touch their genitalia. Just asking for skin-to-skin contact is not enough, according to paragraph 12, subsection 3. It says, gentlemen are required to moan, plead, and implore their female technician to deliver pleasure before said technician may touch gentlemen's genitals. So, may I hear a verbal assent? Sir, your simple yes is insufficient. So please remember, gentlemen are required to moan, plead, and implore. So, sir, beg your Miss Victoria. That's it. Plead with me for close digital attention. Beg. That's excellent, sir. Now we may begin. How's the temperature of this gel as I smooth it over Sir's balls? Is it too cool? Is it too hot? It's perfect. Oh, that's most wonderful. Let me just begin to the process of massaging these excellent balls. Oh, this really makes her testicles slide around in my hands. Could Sir raise his head to me a little? I think some soft kisses are required. Yes. Are my lips soft enough for Sir? Are they full and moist? This is having the most salutary effect on Sir's penis. Oh, Sir is standing high and proud. You are extremely hard. This pleases you, doesn't it? And if I take your shaft, between my fingers, and pump it gently. Like this. Does Sir enjoy that? Oh, Sir's moans provide the answer to my question. Oh, Sir. Miss Victoria finds this quite. Yes, Sir. Sir, may caress my breasts. Here. Let me undo the buttons of my coat. Sir's hands are so firm. Miss Victoria appreciates a man who knows how to massage. A woman's breasts. Sir. For some reason, Miss Victoria's nipples are so very sensitive today. It is most satisfactory. Now at this stage of the procedure, we need to introduce a new device. If Sir could just give me his attention for a second. Hold on. Sir can see instead of the usual ultrasound camera. We here at UPI have designed a uniquely pleasurable way to gather high resolution images. Does Sir know what this is? You're quite correct. I can see Sir is familiar with them. Instruments of female pleasure. It is indeed a Hitachi wand. Now, if Sir can observe closely here, he can see that we have implanted an ultrasound camera in the head of the wand. We find that using this wand as a photographic device is something that gentlemen find extremely pleasurable. May I suggest we begin by using it to take some images of the testicles? Okay. Let me apply some more gel first. Oh, you're gonna like this, sir. You're really gonna like this. Okay. Here we go. Oh, not too loud. Oh, not too much, sir. Oh, sir, scrotum is stretched so tightly. This must feel quite erotic for sir. While Miss Victoria moves this wand over sir's ball sack. May she kiss sir again. Oh, these are excellent images. Oh, sir is being most cooperative. Thank you, sir. I see. Sir's report says here that we need further data right on the head of his penis. So I think it's best to apply this one directly to Sir's bell tip. Is that permissible? Sir. Oh, sir does not need to moan so loudly. But Miss Victoria does find such a response to be quite illuminating. Oh, I think another dollop of gel is needed. Oh, right on the tip here. Oh, you like that. I mean, sir likes that, doesn't he? Now the best images are obtained when we locate the rim of the glands. So let me smooth this gel all around the rim of sir's cock head. Sir. Oh my god. I must ask you to control that twitching. It's most unprofessional. It's extremely difficult to apply gel to Sir's cock when it seems to have a mind of its own. Sir will need to keep that pulsating member quite still. It's impossible. Sir, at UPI, we believe that nothing is impossible. Perhaps an alternative procedure is called for here. Yes. Well, that seems to be appropriate, sir. I'm going to apply a different softening agent to the head of your penis. If you would allow me to. Here. Let me step over your right leg. There. Oh, my back is facing, sir. Can sir see my ass? Does that meet his standards of satisfaction? Now, if sir would just bear with Miss Victoria for a moment, she will proceed to lower her head down to the tip of sir's penis with the intent of placing her mouth over it. So as to use her saliva in place of gel, of course. This will necessitate Miss Victoria. Victoria bending over, which will cause her lab coat to raise up over her mask. On position, said naked, pert and pleasingly round buttocks right in front of Sir's face. Incidentally, we find that many gentlemen prefer this method of lubricating the penis. Could Sir perhaps assist Miss Victoria by pushing up her lab coat? There. Miss Victoria finds it most satisfactory to be wearing only her fishnet stockings. Can Sir feel Miss Victoria's bush tickling his leg? Sir, all that moaning is most appropriate. Now, as I start to suck here, Sir, like this. Does my ass lift up enough for you to have access to my pussy? Yes. Yes. Does said pussy look inviting? Yes. Most excellent. Miss Victoria would be most appreciative if Sir could be so good as to run his finger up and down Miss Victoria's crack. Oh, Sir, that is outstanding. Good Sir, could you slide your finger into me? Just like that. Oh shit. Oh god, oh fuck. Oh, that feels amazing. I feel so wet. Oh no, I can't come now. Oh, it's against company policy. For fuck's sake, sir. No, I need to make one slight adjustment. Oh shit, sir. Our guide to best practices stipulates that before a female technician may experience pleasure for herself, she must see to it that her male client achieves release. So, I mean, Miss Victoria has a special request. Can I lower? Lower herself onto your cock. And may she be permitted the privilege of riding you to orgasm. Would Sir be amenable to that? Yes. Oh, thank God. Oh, I really need to come. I mean, Miss Madeline, Miss Victoria is just serious of relief here. Oh, let me face you. Oh, let me see. Let me see you when I come. Oh, fuck. Fuck it. Fuck it. Oh, Miss Victoria. Oh, shit. You're just so sexy, so delicious. Oh, you're my first appointment of the week. Oh, I was all alone all weekend. Oh, yes, and today I'm just so fucking lucky for you. Oh, so I really need to come. Oh, your cock just looks so delicious. Oh, fuck. I just need to have to slide it into me. Oh, can you do that for me, baby? Oh, yeah. No. Oh, I won't charge you extra. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm so wet that right now I pay you to fuck me. Oh, please, daddy. Please. Let me just lower myself onto that shiny cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, I need to feel that shaft just open me up, for God's sake. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I love that. Oh, fucking love that. Oh, baby. Oh, do you like how my tight little pussy feels? Oh, my God. Or she's just closing you so completely. Or she's aching for you, Daddy. Yes, that's it. Just drop inside me. Oh, let me feel you slide in and out of my arms. Oh, God. Oh, you feel amazing. Just pushing against the walls of my pussy. Oh, baby. Oh, sir. Oh, God. Can I go faster? Oh, can I start to come? Oh, sir, come with me. Will you shoot that full milky load onto me? Oh, into your knee as far as he can come. Oh, Daddy. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, I can't hold out much longer. Are you ready to come, baby? Are you nearly there? Oh, fuck yes. Oh, come on, baby. Come on, Daddy. Yes, just fuck me as hard as you can. Oh, I love riding a man like this. Fuck. Oh, you're going so deep into the ocean. Oh, I can feel myself starting to come. Oh, baby. Oh, can you come with me? Please, baby. Please. I need you. Oh, you feel so thick. Oh, God. Oh, baby. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. Please come. Please come, Daddy. Oh, fuck yes. Yes. Oh, God, fuck. Oh, okay. Oh, fuck yes. Yes. Oh, God, fuck. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, fuck, come. Yes, give it to me, baby. Oh, God, yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck, yes, yes, yes. Oh, God, fuck. Oh, fuck, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, oh, God. Oh, I really needed that. Oh, I really needed that. Oh, I needed that. Oh, shit, I just realized. Oh, we didn't get all the images we needed. Oh, would Sir be amenable to returning, perhaps, tomorrow? Oh, yes. Yes. That's convenient. Oh, I look forward to it with great anticipation. Yes, sir. Oh, thank you, sir. Yes, thank you. Thank you, thank you.